am entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Good Sunday evening, everybody, on this January 8th, 2012. Ooh, 2012. Well, my son asked me the other day what I thought 2012 would bring. He's heard all the rumors, superstitions, and I said, son, 2012 will bring 2013. But we're going to bring you a lot tonight. We've got a very informative yet alarming and shocking show. Right after the first break, Annie and I are going to be discussing one of the most horrific cases of political retaliation involving legal, quote, legal child snatching up in Fort Collins, Colorado, in the Stacey Lynn case. And later in the show, we're going to be talking about the Nature Conservancy. And this show is geared towards people who still think they can sit on the fence and weather the storm clouds that are mulling about. If you hear tonight's show, there should be no doubt as to where you stand in the New World Order agenda of things. Anyway, let's go out to Nashville, as we always do at this time, and welcome my good friend and our news director for the Common Sense Show, Miss Annie DeRiso. Hi, Annie. How are you?
Oh, hi, Dave. And we made it through the holidays. And, yeah, 2012, I think you're right. It's just going to be another year. It's going to be a crazy year, I'm afraid. But, yeah, just another year.
Well, I think other than maybe the Third World War starting and the collapse of the dollar and the implementation of martial law through the NDAA, other than that, everything will be just fine.
Move along, folks.
Nothing to see here, right? But Annie knows, yours truly is fighting the bug. And ordinarily, if I didn't think this was a landmark and important show, I would be calling in sick tonight. Yours truly is struggling. You're going to hear it in my voice from time to time. So please excuse the heavy breathing, the coughing, and so forth, because I got to weather the storm of this infection that I've come down with. But anyway, be that as it may, I would not miss doing these set of interviews for anything. Anyway, Annie, we're going to talk about the Stacey Lynn case when we come back from the break, but you've got an excellent lead-in story that sets up this horrific child abduction scenario going on in Larimer County, which is located in Fort Collins, Colorado. Go ahead, Annie.
Yeah, well, actually, it's like a secret word. It's called ineptocracy. I-N-E-P-T-O-C-R-A-C-Y. And ineptocracy is a system of government where the least capable to lead are elected by the least capable of producing, and where the members of our society least likely to sustain themselves or succeed are rewarded with goods and services paid for by the confiscated wealth of a diminishing number of producers. That's a mouthful.
It's a mouthful, but I think it accurately describes what's going on right now.
Oh, no waste of words there.
No, Annie, as you know, we've been following the specter of the Gulf, which I'm telling you, the Gulf was, let's put it this way, the BP oil spill was no accident. We proved that ad infinitum on the show. And but I've also got to tell you, Annie, that the ineptitude aspect of this applies in this case, because the money trail was so easy to find, so clear and unmistakable. And it's just like this case we're going to be talking about in Fort Collins, Colorado, involving Stacey Lynn and her son, Jaden. I'd like to say that Diana Hunter, who will be joining us later to talk about the Nature Conservancy, I'd like to say Diana and you and I, Annie, worked real hard to uncover many of the pertinent facts to show the blatant political retaliation against Stacey and her son Jaden by biological father Jeffrey, District Attorney Larry Abramson, and the Sheriff's Department. But Annie, we come back from the break, we're going to tie all this together and tell people just how easy this ineptitude was able to crack through. Anyway, stay tuned, everybody. More on the other side after a word from these sponsors. I'm driving right up to you, babe. I guess that you couldn't see, yeah. But you were under my wheels, honey. Why don't you let me be?
Do you feel?
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back to the Common Sense Show. This is your host, Dave Hodges, and joining me is our news director, Annie DiRiso. And you heard the lead-in music for this segment, Power to the People. You people in Larimer County, all 300,000 of you from the Fort Collins Front Range area, I'm very familiar with it, being a Colorado native myself. But I'm telling you people that your government up there is out of control. It's being run by a bunch of criminals, and Annie and I are going to walk you through the example of this. Anyway, Annie, I know that you're familiar with ICLEI, correct?
Yes.
And go ahead and just, for people who are listening for the first time, and I know I hear you veteran listeners yawn, but people who are listening for the first time, give me a one-sentence description of your understanding of ICLEI.
Just another way to control the sheeple.
Oh, when I'm taking a drink of water, don't make me laugh. I end up wearing it.
You do the technical. I just get too upset. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me put a little bit in for the first-time listener here. It comes out of the United Nations Agenda 21. It's making its way into nearly every community, except for the communities who have enough awake people to stop it. And it's all about collectivism and communitarian law and the destruction of the Constitution and private property rights. It's about control of land resource management, water resource management, and so forth, and the kickbacks, corruption, and the middlemen, worker bees, sometimes are very questionable figures in ICLEI. Shall we say criminal enterprise is not unusual, particularly when you get involved in things like waste management. And Stacy Lynn is an independent researcher, And she discovered that ICLEI was going on all over the Front Range in Colorado, and she looked at it and said, this is not the America that I want to be in, and this certainly isn't the America that I want to raise my son Jaden in. And so she went to work on this, Annie, and I know you've seen some of her YouTube videos. Stacy, when she clears these legal hurdles with Jaden, will make an excellent guest on ICLEI and Agenda 21. Annie, I know you've seen some of those, haven't you?
Yes, I have. She definitely does her homework, and she's discovered things that created a lot of problems.
Yes. She was a tireless presenter. I mean, this is quite obvious. I mean, the material that's out there in Stacy Lynn's name, and you can Google her, Stacy, S-T-A-C-Y-L-Y-N-N-E, and you'll see the good presentation she put together. Well, unfortunately, she lives in a community, and being from Colorado, I can tell you, Fort Collins is the second capital of liberalism in the Colorado area. Boulder is number one. And I think other than Nancy Pelosi's home district in the Bay Area, Boulder takes the cake for just unbelievable, blatant liberalism. And Fort Collins is a close second to this. And anything in the collective, doesn't matter how many laws you have to violate to get what they want, in the ICLEI mentality, they're going to do it in Fort Collins, Colorado. And they've had this reputation. I left Denver, the Denver area, to move to the Phoenix area in July of 1985. And even back then, Fort Collins and Boulder both enjoyed a reputation for being ultra-liberal. Maybe that's because they're home to the two largest state universities. But regardless, Annie, Stacy was obviously stepping on some toes. And let's get down to the meat of the matter. Stacy was a single mom. The biological father of Jaden, her son, her eight-and-a-half-year-old son, is named Jeffrey R. Poppenheimer, or Poppenheim. Poppenheimer, yeah, you know where that leads us. But
yeah.
Poppenheim. And he's never really been a part of the kid's life. And as Stacy describes him, he's not the picture of emotional stability. She has sent me some proof regarding threats that Poppenheim made towards Stacy. I'm assuming they're authentic. The authenticity of these threats towards Stacy and her son Jaden by the biological father appear to be very legitimate, because as I look in my notes here, the district attorney, Larry Abramson, in effect confirmed the legitimacy of this. And let me scroll down here. And then we had a sergeant on the Larimer County Sheriff's Department, Sergeant John Sayen, said there was credible evidence to support the claims by Stacy that there were illegal threats made against her and her son Jaden. And as a consequence, Stacy tried to get several orders of protection. She was, in my understanding, given a couple of temporary orders of protection, but they quickly expired. But the threats, unfortunately, did not go away. And Stacy tried to get a permanent injunction. And this is going back a little over a year now. And now she's heavily into the ICLEI presentations, and she's ruffling feathers in Larimer County. And she's on the verge of exposing what we feel from the research that Diana Hunter, and I'll bring her on in a minute to talk about this, has done. We feel that there are some real things that the people in Larimer County need to look into with regard to ICLEI and the actions of their public officials, who they're connected with, and what it means for the basic constitutional rights, property rights of the people in that area. And Stacy was instrumental in exposing a lot of the wrongdoing here. And she's a persuasive public speaker, very well organized, and she was a credible threat. Well, she'd had a child with Mr. Poppenheim, and they were never married. And Mr. Poppenheim chose to be an absentee father. But interestingly, earlier this year, Annie, he popped back into her life with a bogus dissolution of marriage action. And what do they get out of a dissolution of marriage action? They get child custody. Let's hit mom, in this case, Stacy, where
it hurts. He's never had anything to do with the child.
Exactly.
Why did he do this?
Well, when we bring Diane on, we'll talk about some of his business interests and how they probably coincide with his ICLEI agenda. That would be the short answer, but I'll let Diana explain that. But clearly there was some backroom dealing that went on. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out what happened here. Let's drag her into court on a bogus dissolution of marriage when the couple was in effect never married, and the judge would not let Stacy present any evidence on her behalf. The only allegations made against her as being an unfit mother is that she was a, quote, anti-government constitutionalist. I want you people in the audience to hear this now. Do you remember the MIAC report? You're a domestic terrorist if you support the Constitution, if you support Ron Paul, if you support the Second Amendment. Well, this is what Stacy was accused of in court by Poppenheim's family, the only people that testified. This woman has no criminal record. This woman, until this whole fiasco happened and she didn't surrender her kid at the very moment the court ordered her to, and they arrested her and subsequently dropped the charges, this woman's never been arrested. She doesn't drink. She doesn't smoke. She has nothing in her background. Now, Annie, I can tell you, as a former mental health counselor, even over my objections, I've seen the courts award visits, visitation, and partial custody to pedophiles and their kids. And here's a woman who was 100% self-supporting, not accepting any money, not getting any money of child support that she was entitled to in this case, and she goes into court. He gets to present all the evidence. She presents nothing by order of the court. She has to sit there while the judge, believes her last name is Field, announces, we're taking your child and giving it to Jeffrey R. Poppenheim.
And she wasn't allowed any witnesses on her behalf.
Exactly. Yes, it was totally a kangaroo court. This is the chicken bleep house that we're seeing that is Fort Collins, Colorado. And you people who live in this city need to know that this lady is not the only one that this is happening to. And when she is free to talk, and right now she's involved in all these legal entanglements, I'm going to have Stacy on the show, and I'm going to have her detail case after case after case about what's going on up there with these attorneys. Now, I took an interest in this case, Annie, as you know. We talked about this 2 weeks ago when Diana brought this to my attention. And so I contacted the district attorney, and I said, with the credible threats against this woman's life, why wasn't there any action taken? Well, that first email went unanswered. And then I found out, well, gee, they couldn't act on him because if charges would have been preferred and if he would have been the victim of a permanent order of protection, he couldn't have gotten custody of Jaden, the 8-and-a-half-year-old boy. And this is where the sheriff's office, Larry Abramson, the DA, and probably a whole host of other political figures yet that we're going to uncover as we continue with our investigation have conspired to politically retaliate against this woman by stealing her child and giving it to someone who has nothing but been a deadbeat, hasn't paid one dime of support for this kid. And I just find this unconscionable, Annie, that this could go on. But I guess maybe I shouldn't be surprised given what we've heard from people like Nick Bryant, people, you know, like our own friend Roger Brown with CPS. I guess we shouldn't be surprised, but this is just unconscionable what happened to this woman. And so they have ripped away all her parental rights. She is allowed a biweekly supervised visit, supervised with no wrongdoing on her part. It has to be supervised. And she has to pay... She has to pay child support.
And the child was taken away from her and given to a man the child has never known.
And the child is deathly afraid of him. And the court isn't even monitoring this. And the evidence is really clear. Let's tie this woman up, take away her child, let's get her off our backs with these ICLEI presentations and the exposure of the fraud and the waste management that's going on with the city of Fort Collins and Larimer County, one in the same geographic area. And let's politically retaliate against this woman so she dare doesn't mess with us, and they'll serve as a warning to everybody else who lives in Larimer County. You don't screw with the county commissioners and Larry Abramson. More on this when we come back after this break.
I could escape this feeling with my child. Trying to
purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Welcome back, and you're listening to the Common Sense Show. I'm Dave Hodges, and joining me is our news director, Annie DeRiso. Annie, being a mom and a new grandmom, I know that this case has to have special significance for you. Share with the audience, because I'm sure the feelings are pretty universal. Share with the audience how you initially felt as we uncovered some of these facts in the Stacey Lynn case.
That no child is safe. No parent is safe. If someone wants to take something away from you, they will go through hell and high water to do it. Lie, cheat, do anything they have to do. If they want it, you're in trouble.
Yeah, I talked to Stacy shortly before I came on the air tonight, and she expressed the great fear, and you could hear the terror in her voice, that she doesn't even know how this man's going to react with her son, and she fears for his safety. But I fear for her safety because I've heard the threats. I've heard the audio files. I understand she has 75 pages of documentation that Larry Abramson, the DA, and the sheriff's office have acknowledged as being valid. But the assistant DA here, and right now I don't have that file in front of me. We're having some technical issues that we're trying to work out. But the assistant DA in Larimer County actually went to the sheriff's office and showed them why they should not help facilitate an order of protection. And clearly it's tied back into her ICLEI presentation and her activism. And so they have made this child an innocent pawn in a political battle in Larimer County. Here, when I'm able to pull up some of this contact information, I'm going to do something that we don't ordinarily do on this show, Annie, as I think we need to enlist the help of our listening audience over time. This is unconscionable. We can't let this stand. This is ICLEI, the New World Order, Agenda 21, coming right to people's local neighborhoods and snatching their kids. And this is almost as bad, in my mind, if not worse, than what we've already covered on this show regarding the Jerry Sandusky case in Penn State. It fits right up there with this kind of horrendous abuse. Now, Annie, as you know, I contacted the DA, and I got blown off, and then I contacted him back, and I said, well, we'll see if you have a lot of control over your local media, since you don't choose to talk to me. And I invited him on the show. His secretary gave me the perfunctory answer, this is a civil matter, not a criminal matter. And then I fired back and said, yeah, but the problem is here is that he's the chief protector of the public's interest and supposed to be the protector of the public safety, being the district attorney of that county, and so is the sheriff. And unfortunately, they have chosen to forsake these duties, and they have put, in my opinion, Stacey Lynn at risk, demonstrable risk. And if anything happens to this woman or her child, there is nowhere that these officials in Larimer County are going to be able to hide to run from the media, because I'm going to make sure every media outlet has these facts. In fact, actually, we're going to time release some of this stuff, not just in our own network, because I think I'm going to be able to find a lot of talk show hosts on our network that are interested in following up on this. I know that we've already done one show on Republic Broadcasting regarding this, and we're going to hopefully do a whole lot more, and then I'm going to open it up outside the network and share the details and the facts that we've uncovered. The fact that this is a civil, not a criminal matter does not mean that the sheriff's office and the DA don't move to protect one of their citizens when they have proof that their life is in threat, and then this child is given to the alleged perpetrator who's made these threats. Annie, does it get any worse than this?
No, except the number of children this is happening to, also through the Child Protective Services, is growing.
Yes. That's true. That's true. And Stacey and I have talked about that. She has awareness, although CPS in Colorado is not involved in this. Anyway, having also contributed to the investigation on some of these facts and contributed greatly, in fact, the person who brought this to my attention at first is Diana Hunter. And Diana comes to us also from Colorado, a little farther south on the Front Range. So let's welcome Diana to the show. And Diana, I know that we've got we're going to bring on Helen Tanzi, and we're going to be talking about TNC and eugenics and depopulation and all that good stuff. But I know that you're passionate about this case as well. We've spent many late nights talking about this on the phone. And why don't you just pick it up? I'm sure you've been listening, and pick up and tell the listening audience what they need to know about this case, and more importantly, I think also what we can do about it.
Okay. Well, hello, Dave and Annie. It's nice to be back on with you. I first watched the We Are Change video that they put up about Stacey Lynn in front of the Larimer County Judicial Center. And one of the things that struck me is it said that, I believe it said that the boy's father, Mr. Pappenheim, had testified that he was unemployed or broke, something to that, indigent, and that he was even, I guess, living with his parents and driving one of their cars. I believe that's what it was.
Yes.
And look, and then I know that Stacey had to pay his, she said she was ordered to pay the $14,000 of his legal fees in 45 days, and that she now had to pay child support. Well, looking into this a little bit further, I have discovered that Mr. Pappenheim is the head, or has his company is called 21st Development Solutions in the northern part of Colorado.
And what do they do?
Okay, they work with agriculture, general contracting, things of that sort. One thing that struck me on the about page about Mr. Pappenheim, it says, and I'll quote,
well, let's hold that quote right there. We're running into the break. We come back, we'll start with the quote, and it's telling, and there's more to this man than meets the eye, and it goes right back into the ICLEI interest in Larimer County. Stay tuned, everybody.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Our bodies have different needs from person to person. Some need more of this, some more of that. But what is consistently the same about everyone is that we all need multiple vitamins and nutrients every day. But how to decide what's best? So many products out on the market make claims of being the best. Well, they can't all be the best. How can you know? Read and compare. Daniel Chapter 1's Endo 24 is packed full of all the vitamins, nutrients, protein, and carbs you need. Compared to Ensure or SlimFast, Endo 24 blows them out of the water completely. Get your full day supply of nutrients in Endo 24. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. And use the promo code 100A for a discount. That's promo code 100A. Call the order center and get your Endo 24, the full multivitamin, multinutrient meal replacement.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Defending truth, justice, and the American way, the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back, and joining us on our newsmaker line is Miss Diana Hunter from Colorado. And Diana, as we went into the break, you were talking about the biological father of Jaden, Stacy's son, and you were about to render us a quote from one of his business interests from their website.
Right, and just before you had asked me what his services were, they are agriculture and water solutions and general construction. Now, what it said is that Jeff was born and raised in the Front Range of northern Colorado. His entire childhood was spent on his family's 10,000-plus acre farm. So we are talking a lot of land there, a lot of it. What I found interesting, and I just looked at really three of the clients that he has, and this, there again, like I said, this is from his own website. One of them is called Ag Pro Professionals. They provide regulatory, consulting, resource planning, and engineering for a variety of clients. It also includes agricultural environmental specialists. So there we have one, an environmental monitoring and compliance.
Okay, and you know what? That comes right back to ICLEI. And Agenda 21, this is land resource management, no question. And it's not hard to see how this happened. I've had people close to this case speculate that a backroom deal was done to tie Stacy up to get her kid, and Poppenheim was brought in to facilitate this. But he may even have further interest than just helping the powers that be for whatever inducement. So, no question. And, Diana, we have a lot more information on that, but I just don't know that we have time to get into all of it. But people in the listening audience are probably thinking, well, this is absolutely outrageous. In fact, this is so outrageous. Let me just share with, you know, both of you, Annie and Diana, I shared with you my own wife's skepticism, and she's kind of my truth meter in my life. And she goes, we're missing something here with this Stacy. She goes, no one can just do what you're describing without any wrongdoing. Well, unfortunately, having run a criminal background check on Stacy, we can't find any wrongdoing. And you just don't strip someone of their parental rights just because they're, quote, an anti-government constitutionalist in testimony provided by the biological father's family. Excuse me. So what can people do to help? Well, we want to fire the first salvo tonight. I think they need to know this is just the opening salvo that the nation is watching. And hopefully soon we'll have the whole world watching. So let me give out a couple of phone numbers here. First of all, the district attorney, I think, needs to be reminded of his fiduciary duty to his clientele, the 300,000 residents in Larimer County, that he needs to protect their interests. And when he has credible proof that threats of the nature of which I've heard and that Stacy has validated and the sheriff's office has supported in court documents, the DA should be moving to help her in this matter. And the main number to call to get a hold of Mr. Abramson, and I think his feet need to be held to the fire to explain these actions, and don't let him buy you off with that same comment. It's a civil case, not a criminal case. No, no, Stacy was making criminal allegations that have credibility that he fails to act on. The number is 970-498-7200, Larry Abramson, 970-498-7200, but even more telling, I learned this evening from Stacy that Abramson is termed out. He can't run again for DA, which is a good thing. But the heir apparent is the assistant DA named Cliff Rydell. And Mr. Rydell, from what Stacy has told me, actually sat down with the sheriff's office and talked them out of supporting an order of protection for Stacy in this case, looking for all the legal loopholes that he could find. Clearly, his interests are at stake in this as well, too. Assistant DA Cliff Rydell, R-I-D-E-L-L, same number, 970-498-7200. And we don't do this very often, Annie, as you know. We don't come forward and ask people to let's put political pressure on something here. But this is something that needs political pressure being put on. Because I want everyone in the audience to listen to me for a minute. All of you who are parents, who do any measure of advocacy work, your parental rights are now being threatened as a precedent by this action in Larimer County, Colorado. You need to stand up for this lady, and we need collectively, as RBN listeners, to see that justice is done in this case. Anyway, Diana, thank you so much for bringing this to my attention. And every time I talk to Stacy, she must say thank you to me 10 times because she feels all alone. She feels helpless against this corrupt political machine in Larimer County. And I want you to know, Diana, that she truly appreciates the work that you've done and that we're doing here on the Common Sense Show to try to bring this a measure of justice. Anyway, let me ask my producer real quick here because we are, as I said, experiencing some limited communication issues. Do we have the guest that we're going to bring up with Diana Helen Tanzi? And if we don't, can we go ahead? Can we go ahead and connect with her? Okay, very good. Hi, excuse me. And Helen, you may have heard I'm really under the weather, so excuse me if I cough in your ear.
Oh, that's perfectly fine.
Diana, could you take a moment and introduce your colleague, Helen, who has ties into the Nature Conservancy? And then just kind of introduce the topic on where we're going and why we think this is important for RBN listeners to learn about.
I'd love to. This is my good friend, Helen Tanzi. She is a former environmental lobbyist that worked in protecting our land and water. She has vast experience with this, much more than I ever do. I'm a researcher, but Helen has walked the walk with these people. We got together through her, well, she's got the experience with the having been a contractor for the Nature Conservancy, and so our research just kind of melded together.
Okay, very good. And the Nature Conservancy is not well known to the general public, although I thought, Diana, we did a very revealing interview on this back in September-October timeframe, where we talked about just how powerful they are, but how they managed to keep under the radar.
Yes. And I think that's where Helen can be very helpful in this, talking about how compartmentalized they are.
Well, one of the things, and as we put this show together, and Helen, I want to bring you in on this as well, too, the way that I look at the world right now with the passage of the National Defense Authorization Act, which allows for indefinite detention without due process, torture, and even murder of American citizens, the time for sitting on the fence is over. And I think that the NDAA is doing the bidding of some of these think tank groups that we're going to get into tonight. And my purpose for putting together this show is there can no longer be any fence sitting. There's the New World Order crowd, as I like to call them, who they would like to use as their minions, and then everybody else, and most of us are everybody else.
I couldn't agree more with that. The fence-sitting is something that does not serve anyone. And I, as an environmental lobbyist who started out with the Sierra Club, spent about a year working with them back in 2000. Actually, I think it was 1999 to 2000. And then in 2001, went to work for the League of Conservation Voters Education Fund, and then left them in 2006 and contracted to do a startup campaign that was called Virginia Forever. I'm here in Richmond, Virginia. And that campaign was housed initially in the Nature Conservancy office here in Richmond, Virginia. And during that 10-year span of doing the work I was doing, I learned a great deal of how the organizations are structured, how they operate, and so on. And according to Diana, that is extremely helpful information. Understand, I reached out to Diana during another radio program that RBN hosts on, I guess it's like Monday or Tuesday, but I'd heard one of her shows and contacted her to correct her initially that the individuals that work within the organizations, such as Sierra Club, the Nature Conservancy, the League of Conservation Voters, and I'm sure it applies to others, are not as aware as, or not as aware of the agenda that they are fulfilling.
Is that because you think they're so compartmentalized in their daily duties?
It's got a lot to do with that because they are so compartmentalized, especially within the Nature Conservancy. The Nature Conservancy, they have various programs, and each one is segmented. And, of course, they communicate back and forth with one another and so on. But they never, the thing is, they're so focused on preserving a piece of land or conserving land along a waterway that they don't, there's no thought with regards to the New World Order, what that really means in the big picture. And they're truly doing what they were trained scientifically to do. And that's one of the things I've tried to raise Diana's awareness about, is that the employees, the worker bees, they're just going in and doing their jobs every day. They are so disconnected, or I want to believe, and I can't imagine it being any different. But I want to believe that they're just going in to earn a paycheck. They're not going in to fulfill the New World Order's agenda.
I understand. And they only see they're a small part of the puzzle. My father worked in something called Operation Paperclip with regard to scientists brought from Nazi Germany to work at Martin Marietta, now Lockheed Martin. And they were only aware of small parts of things, and only later did he see the results of his work. So I have seen completely firsthand what you're talking about with that. However, there comes a time, you think, when some of the higher-ups would begin to connect the dots because they're more involved in more than just one entity. But the thing that strikes me about the Nature Conservancy is they seem to be the hub of the land-grabbing environmental movement. Any reaction to that?
Oh, yeah, they are the hub. No question. They, at least here in Virginia, I can't speak to other states, but here in Virginia, they are the force. All of the our department, our state bureaucratic entities respond to whatever lands they want to preserve, et cetera, et cetera. I we would have to spend a whole show to tell you how many competing land conservation projects were on the ground that they absolutely dominated the legislative process to be able to secure the funding necessary to be able to conserve whatever pieces of land they want to conserve. There is no question they are a dominant, extremely dominant, and in many ways, a not only dominant but reckless group that comes in and elbows all the other land trusts and land groups out of the picture so that they can get the funding they need for their projects. No question.
Okay, but isn't this more rather than conserving land? I see a lot of evidence of land resource reallocation, wealth redistribution. Did you see that when you worked at the Nature Conservancy?
Absolutely, but I didn't see it. I'll be candid. I didn't see it while it was happening inside the bubble. I didn't see it or inside the matrix, inside the organization. I didn't see it until I left. And when I left, I saw it. One of the challenges that I always had as being an independent lobbyist for environmental spending here in the Commonwealth is I see a person's tax dollar as being spent on land and or water, but let's just focus on land here, land as having public access. If I'm going to spend a dollar in tax dollars to preserve land, then there have, and the state, the Commonwealth, is purchasing that land, then there has to be some sort of public access to that land because I'm spending my money as a taxpayer to be able to conserve that land. But with the Nature Conservancy, that is not a priority. With other groups, it is a priority, but not with the Nature Conservancy. So a lot of our land here in Virginia has been locked up. There's no public access whatsoever. And the taxpayer of Virginia is paying for that. And I always had a conflict, always, and I expressed it, and I did whatever I could do to let folks know that this is not something that I can support. This is not something my organization can support. Because of the public access aspect. So there's all this land that's been locked up, and these individuals have received tax breaks, they've received other benefits, but the individual that's paying for that tax credit is not receiving any benefit whatsoever.
Interesting. I suspect that this is strongly related to, well, this acquisition of land, and I'm sure you've seen the Agenda 21 maps that are color-coded and they show the areas of various, particularly Western states, that the public doesn't have access to and are locked up as trusts. It's mammoth, and this gets into Agenda 21, which, in my mind, wants to crowd people into concentric zones and highly densely populated areas, urban areas, and for whatever reason, keep people out of the suburbs, the countryside, and so forth. Did you ever come to any kind of conclusion like this as well?
No. What I did come to a conclusion with, though, is there is another movement. There's a second movement that is under the radar, and it's called the smart growth.
Yeah, that's about. We're kind of talking about the same thing, but on a different side of the coin. We're up against the break, and we'll start there with smart growth when we come back from an insider from the Nature, work for the Nature Conservancy, Helen Tanzi and Diana Hunter. Have you ever
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Empower Network has already generated over $1.5 million of 100% commissions in its first 5 weeks of operation, and the money just keeps on growing. Do you want your unfair share? Go to 9OccupyWealth.com. That's 9OccupyWealth.com. Do not let the economy or the job market determine your success. Now you can surf the waves of wealth with a few clicks to the Empower Network. Go to 9OccupyWealth.com. Join today and learn how to get your first 100% commission deposited directly into your bank account. Are you ready for your personal game changer? Are you ready to earn 100% commissions? You need to immediately take advantage of the biggest opportunity you may ever have. Just go to 9OccupyWealth.com. All the information is on the website, 9OccupyWealth.com. That's 9OccupyWealth.com.
Diana Hunter joining Annie and myself as we weave through the Nature Conservancy. And you're going to want to follow this line of thinking and where we're going with this, because in the second hour, you're going to see where if people who think they can be a fence sitter in what's coming, no, this has been a philosophy that's been with us for a long time. It's stunning, it's shocking, and it's, shall we say, threatening. Anyway, as we went into the break, Helen had mentioned that in her work as a lobbyist and working with the TNC that she had uncovered smart growth. And we're very familiar with that concept here. So do you want to pick it up from there, Helen?
Certainly. Smart growth, there's actually, it's called the Smart Growth Coalition, and it's a group of individuals. I don't know how big they've grown since 2008 because I left the industry in 2008, and it's now 2012, so I don't know how much more growth they've experienced since then. But the Smart Growth community is all about what they do is they go in and they do a ton of educational workshops. And their entire goal is to show how development outside of a city is concentric. There's circles. Mm-hmm. And they do these circles and they show, okay, the city's here and that's one circle. Then they do a second circle and they show suburbia. Then they do a third circle and say the third ring of the suburban outgrowth. And there's no scare tactic. Understand that they're not out to scare people. They're out to say that what they are trying to educate folks on is that as more people move outside of the city, those are resources that become threatened. And those resources are land, water, air, et cetera. And so their whole shtick, so to speak, is just how individuals who choose to live further and further out are having an impact within that locality with air quality, water quality, wildlife areas, et cetera. So their point is trying to go at the emotion of an individual that may be considering moving, you know, further out from the city and then driving into the city for their job or business or shopping, whatever. So their point where I always disagreed with them was the emotionality of it. Because that's where they're trying to hook the individual to feel guilty for living out in the suburbs, feeling as though their home is taking up some sort of natural area and that we've got deer population issues and so on and so forth. So I don't want to call it a guilt trip, but that's kind of how it always felt to me whenever I participated in said workshops back then. So it's an emotional hook to get people to move or not purchase homes further out and instead stay closer to the city.
Yeah, it's a good point to come to the break. We're at our top of the hour break, and we come back. We're going to really get into the background of TNC. And Diana, you're going to enlighten us on some secret societies they're connected with that many of our audience have never heard of. Stay tuned, everybody. More in hour number two after a word from these fine sponsors.
Next.